Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is Saturday and we've got yet more Dominic Szoboszlai news as he flies into Liverpool to complete a medical ahead of his £60 million transfer to Merseyside. Yes, the story broke yesterday that Liverpool had to meet the €70 million release clause by 30th of June in order to be able to get him guaranteed at that price or potentially enter some form of bidding war thereafter. This follows on from a day or two of speculation around it, but really, in reality, it's come around very, very quickly, hasn't it? David Ornstein and The Athletic, amongst the first to report that Liverpool were holding talks with the players' representatives. It was a player they were interested in, but it wasn't felt as though it would be an easy deal to get across the line. All of a sudden, that ramped up in a huge, huge way. And yes, it led to yesterday, on Friday, Liverpool triggering that release fee, which means that, yeah, that means the transfer can effectively go ahead. And it's down to negotiations between the player, which I had this conversation on yesterday's, on the channel yesterday, and on the show on my personal YouTube channel as well, that the way that we perceive transfers is quite linear. We think of it as, you go to the club, you get a bid, you put a bid in, you get it accepted, then you talk to the player. And look, I'm certain that will happen in some instances. But in reality, big clubs, particularly when there's a lot of there's huge sums of money involved, and the manager has a very specific idea of what he wants from a footballer, and particularly Jurgen Klopp. If you read the great novel Bring the Noise by Ralf Honigstein about Jurgen Klopp, talks a lot about his time at Mainz and Dortmund in particular, and how he went about sourcing footballers. He liked effectively to look them in the whites of the eyes and get a sense for them as people. So, yeah, this idea that, you know, we think this transfer is going to happen this way. My point I'm trying to make on this is that if he's having a medical, I suspect there might be some bits and pieces to iron out. But broadly speaking, if you're getting this far, it means that he really wants to play for Liverpool, obviously, and Liverpool really want him. And they'll have a clear idea of whether they can, you know, the contractual thing, the weekly wage, all those bits and pieces should be pretty much in place by now. We've seen it in the past where Liverpool obviously got onto really late stages in transfers and then them not go ahead. Nabil Fekir is the most obvious example of that in recent years, but there's loads of others that we're never really privy to. There was talk of a bunch of players around that period who Liverpool kind of had ready to perform medicals if certain other deals were met, but that's the real one that always kind of sticks in your mind, the sting in the tail, the one that won't allow you to count your chickens before your eggs have hatched. So, yeah, there is a bit of that, but just to kind of keep you up to speed on what's been said by the journalists and what have you. So Fabrizio Romano tweeted last night, obviously Dominic Szoboszlai, to Liverpool, here we go, understand RB Leipzig, now informed that Liverpool have triggered the release clause, €70 million deal done to be signed soon, personal terms agreed, Szobo's ready for medical tests soon, huge signing for LFC was where he kind of left us on this last night. And I got again on yesterday's video, I read through a tweet from Chris Williams as well, where he spoke a bit about how that deal would be structured. There were some rumours about how it was going to be done. So he actually tweeted 19 hours ago, Chris Williams, again, good friend of ours, Leipzig passing information, deal complete, Szoboszlai joins Liverpool. Further information coming out, Liverpool contacted Leipzig to inquire about a two tranche payment, rejected outright. Liverpool then contacted Leipzig at 7 p.m. CET, saying the clause will be met in full. Paperwork now being finalised at the Bundesliga for the player sale. And then he said, no idea on Liverpool's payment intricacies, but club's going to have a third party pay in full, then pay that third party back via agreed instalments. Quite commonplace in football, so long as declared to both leagues. Leipzig saying the clause has been met in full. And that was interesting. And again, that it's been said that obviously Liverpool operating within tight financial budgets and whatever. It's always been the case. I think we have a differing idea of across the board of what we feel tight budgets are. By comparison to most teams in football, Liverpool aren't operating in a tight budget. They're operating in quite a good budget. But by comparison to obviously a number of sports watching entities and clubs that are, shall we say, a little bit more carefree or throw more caution to the wind, or perhaps operate more stupidly with the long-term finances of the football club. But that kind of is what it is. What we do know, moving things forward, Paul Joyce tweeted at 9:30 this morning saying Dominic Szoboszlai has been given permission to travel to Liverpool and undergo a medical by RB Leipzig. Liverpool triggered the £60 million release clause yesterday. And Dave Oseekop, the legend himself, as recently, just an hour ago, at the time of recording, put a picture out, a video out, in fact, purportedly, I guess, of John Lennon Airport. Private plane touching down, a tall man generally fitting the build and description of Dominic Szoboszlai getting out of a plane. And he tweeted, Dominic Szoboszlai has landed in Liverpool. Welcome to Liverpool, Dominic Szoboszlai. Go and check out that, Dave, at Dave Oseekop on Twitter, if you want to see that one and verify that one for yourself. But yeah, there's a tall man with dark hair who could very well be him. And wouldn't that be great? And I don't think we even needed to track his plane, or maybe this is the result of someone tracking a plane. More often, it's probably just an avid Liverpool fan who works as part of the ground crew at John Lennon Airport, who's just got the phone in the pocket, seen this and gone, there's views to be attained here. Well done to that absolute hero who has achieved that. I don't think that's Dave's side job. I don't think he also works refueling aeroplanes. So if anyone knows who actually is the person who's captured that video, do let us know.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
On that, let me know how you're feeling on this one then, because obviously I think there was a real down in the dump sense around Liverpool's transfer policy even just a handful of days ago, and so we do a show every Monday called the Bias Transfer Podcast, where we look at the action and, let's be honest, massive inaction of a number of other football clubs around world football. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, in that spell, lots of football clubs and fans of those other football clubs have been losing their heads around what their teams have and haven't done. and a lot of them have been looking jealously at Liverpool for getting the McAllister deal done so early. But of course, we all know it's a huge summer for the Reds. They can't afford to rest on the laurels. It's kind of this summer or bust if they want to get back, make a quick return to the Champions League and right back to the top echelon of footy. So it needed to be done. The signings needed to be right, and they need to be done in such a timely fashion that we don't want to end up in a situation, the Arthur Melo situation, as it were. You know, we've actually seen a few seasons in the last decade or so, slightly longer, 11, 12 years, where we've not got the transfers right. Liverpool have been forced to panic and ended up with players they didn't want or no one at all. You know, particularly, you know, I think having once under Brendan Rodgers right toward the end. Clint Dempsey, of course, was who Liverpool wanted. Couldn't get it over the line and ended up with no one. And it wasn't until Coutinho and Sturridge come in the summer, in January, that Liverpool are able to have the firepower they need. But it's too late to make anything real of that season. We also go back to the summer where Liverpool end up with Mario Balotelli when they don't get Alexis Sanchez, Mario Balotelli. Maybe some of the youngsters are going, oh, Alexis Sanchez is rubbish. No, he was really, really good. Really, really good when he was at Barcelona. Had a great time at Arsenal until it all kind of went a bit tits up too. But and look, we've seen it again happen with Liverpool. We saw Milner do a season at left back. We've seen Liverpool have no centre-halves when they all got injured. And last season, obviously, they didn't invest in the midfield, which it was so sorely in need of. And that is the reason why Liverpool are left with no more margin for error in the transfer market this summer. So yeah, it feels like now, whereas that misery was kind of on the rise, that's now two done, effectively. It's two done in a midfield rebuild. That now means that Liverpool's midfield options are Fabinho, Jordan Henderson, Thiago is the sort of the old, now old guard midfield three. You've then got Stefan Bacetic, Curtis Jones, Harvey Elliott, and then to add Alexis McAllister and Dominic Szoboszlai into that, there's eight. I'm sure I'm missing someone as well. I mean, obviously there's a couple of young players who would be floating around who would be hoping to get a little bit more game time. Someone like Tyler Morton, having done a good season in the Championship, might be hoping that a good pre-season maybe puts him into Jurgen Klopp's thinking, of course. And there might be one or two others. Bobby Clark will be another one, very, very highly regarded youngster, who will be hoping to, can he crack his way into the first team? When you look at what Stefan Bacetic was able to do, he's shown that there's a pathway. If you can go in and prove your quality, then your quality is your quality. The age is kind of unimportant. So it feels like we've got a good old stock there. For me, it does feel as though there's one more required at least, and that is someone to give Fabinho a little bit of rest and maybe a little bit of a kick up the bum and in terms of competition for places. Another really physical, more defensive-minded player, I think, should be a priority. I've talked a lot more about this in a lot more depth and detail over on Mates TV, which is my channel. Really drilled into it because I do like to do that. I do like to look at the minutes and like to go do not heavier stats, but certainly enough stats to back up the points that I'm making. So if you want to get a bit more into what we're going to do next, head over to my channel and check that out, of course. We've got loads of content keeping you up to date on everything Dominic Szoboszlai related over on Redmen Plus. Let me just make sure I get this right. There is a Redmen Reacts with Steve Hoare and Chloe Bloxham when the news was breaking. There is the Hungarian View from Ben Bochak from Liverpool.com. There is the Leipzig Perspective with Rune Peterson, who is a Leipzig journalist. And there is the Manager's Perspective with his old manager, Gerhard Struber, as well. So, look, if you want to know more about Liverpool's new, exciting attacking midfield solution, the second piece of the puzzle, as I've been calling it on Mates TV, head to redmenplus.com. It's going to be rumbled on, I think. I don't think there's going to be an announcement tonight. It looks like it might be tomorrow, but like, hey, listen, I'll live to be surprised. Wouldn't it be exciting if it was? But we will have you covered, of course, here for free on the Redmen YouTube channels. But also, if you want more knowledge, if you want to know who this guy is and not just opinion on whether he'd be good or not, people who've actually worked with him or watched him throughout his career, then head to redmenplus.com. Right, before you go, I'm going to give you a code for Redmen Plus. I tried this yesterday. I misspoke. I've made life miserable on a Saturday morning for Steve. He's got a son's birthday party tomorrow, and I have ruined the preparations for that because I gave the code out and said it was a yearly code, when in fact the code was actually for 50% off a monthly subscription. So if you want a year subscription to Redmen Plus for 50% off. 50% off a yearly subscription. Go to redmenplus.com, click join today, go to a Club Captain yearly subscription and use the code Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, Bobby. The code I used yesterday, E-O-T-K, is for 3 months off a Club Captain monthly subscription. Both are still valid, but I would highly recommend just take the year because you've then got it for a full year. You don't have to worry about it. You've got the rest of the transfer window. You've got all of our Bobby Firmino documentary as well, which is why the code's Bobby. And you're going to see an entire season of Liverpool being with the Klopp 2.0 Liverpool in full effect and us reacting to it and having all those great insights as well. Loads more to come when it breaks that it's actually finally done as well. So yeah, perfect time to go and get on redmenplus.com. Use the code Bobby to get a Club Captain yearly subscription for 50% off. It's as simple as that. You'd think that was simple, but I catastrophically messed it up and I've made loads of extra work for Steve and in fact Charlie, who has to answer lots of angry emails. So, soz. Hopefully this can make up for it. Have 50% off Redmen Plus. Right, sound. Thank you so much for joining me. Drop a like on this video. And yeah, if you love the sound of a midfield with Dominic Szoboszlai in it, perhaps the greatest Scrabble scorer football has ever had, yeah, comment, like, subscribe, and I'll see you all very soon.
Have you had a chance to watch episode one of Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, our brand new documentary series? If you haven't, check out episode one right now on YouTube. And if you want to watch the full series, head to redmenplus.com. Episode two, episode three, and full interviews with all of the incredible contributors, including Liverpool skipper Jordan Henderson. It will be there for you. Go over, fill your summer with Bobby happiness, with Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, our exclusive documentary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.